This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, ex rel, Jeremy Starr versus Board of Trustee for the Firefighters Pension System of the City of Kansas City, Missouri Trust, decided February 19, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. State of Missouri ex rel, by Jeremy Starr, respondent, v. WD871111, Board of Trustees for the Firefighters Pension System of the City of Kansas City, Missouri Trust, filed February 19, 2025, appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jackson County, the Honorable Corey L. Atkins, Judge before Division II, Alok Ahuja, PJ, and Edward R. Ardini, Jr., and W. Douglas Thompson, JJ. Jeremy Starr worked as a firefighter in Kansas City for 18 years. He developed bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome and cubital tunnel syndrome in his left elbow. He has not been able to work as a firefighter since May 2020. The BOA RD of Trustees of the Kansas CI Thai Firefighters Pension System determined that Starr was permanently and totally disabled and was entitled to a disability pension. It also concluded, however, that Starr had failed to prove that his disability was duty-related. The board therefore awarded him a smaller non-duty 2 disability pension. Starr petitioned for judicial review in the Circuit Court of Jackson County. The Circuit Court reversed the pension board's denial of a duty-related disability pension, and the board appeals. We affirm the Circuit Court's judgment. Factual background: Jeremy Starr began working for the Kansas City, Missouri Fire Department in January 2003. Between 2015 and 2019, Starr experienced work-related injuries to his back and left and right shoulders, which resulted in permanent partial disability. The city settled Starr's claims for workers' compensation benefits for these injuries. As a result of these injuries, Starr was assigned to modified duty involving performance of administrative rather than fire suppression duties for significant periods of time between August 2015 and May 2020. On May 18, 2020, Starr reported pain, numbness, tingling, and swelling of both hands to the fire department. Starr's treating physician, Dr. C.W., one diagnosed him with left cubital tunnel syndrome, left carpal tunnel syndrome, and right carpal tunnel syndrome. Dr. C.W. performed surgery on both of Starr's hands and his left elbow. Starr continued to experience significant pain in both hands after the surgery, and a functional capacity evaluation concluded that Starr could not meet the physical demand requirements of the firefighter position. In December 2020, Dr. C.W. determined that Starr would not see meaningful post-surgical improvement and released Starr with permanent restrictions on how much weight he could lift, carry, push, or pull. Starr received a second opinion, one pursuant to PURF 509-520.15 RSMO. We do not provide the names of any non-party witnesses in this opinion. Three from Dr. B.T., who also found that Starr had reached maximum medical improvement and would not be able to meet the physical demands of his job as a firefighter. In 2020, Starr settled a workers' compensation claim with the City of Kansas City for approximately 15% permanent partial disability to his left hand and wrist, and approximately 17.5% to his right hand and wrist, both based on carpal tunnel syndrome. The settlement also provided Starr with benefits based on a permanent partial disability of approximately 15% to his left elbow, based on cubital tunnel syndrome. On March 29, 2021, Starr filed a claim for duty-related disability pension benefits with the pension board. Starr's claim documents included Dr. CW's medical report. In the report, Dr. CW answered yes when asked if Starr's injury arose out of his employment and stated that the injury was caused by repetitive hand activities as a firefighter. In accordance with Kansas City's firefighter pension ordinance, the pension board appointed two doctors from its medical board, Drs. MP and CF, to evaluate Starr's claim. Both doctors were asked to determine whether Starr had suffered a total and permanent disability. They were also asked to please be specific and detailed as to the cause or causes of the disabling condition, and please identify the extent to which the disabling condition is attributable to STARS' performance of duty as a firefighter. The doctors were provided with the medical records in the pension board's possession, as well as a job description for the firefighter position. 4. Both doctors MP and CF conducted independent medical examinations of Star, and each concluded that he was totally and permanently disabled. Dr. MP's report concluded that Mr. Star's series of work-related cumulative trauma was the direct, proximate, and prevailing factor causing both his work-related medical conditions, treatment, and disability. Dr. CF similarly opined that Star's work as a firefighter was the pire